Good morning. Today we're going to talk about what we do at the Seder, Yachatz, which is dividing the middle of the three matzahs. And we're actually going to have three questions in that regard. Number one is, why do we break one of the matzahs? So it goes as follows. Ha'inyan ma shebotzim ha'matzah mishum shetzarech lekayem mitzvas achilas matzah belechem oni. Lechem oni is poor man's bread. And the way a poor man typically has his bread is beprusa, not a full, luxurious piece of bread, but a part of a piece. And accordingly, we're going to have our achila, our eating, with a lechem oni, a poor person's bread. And accordingly, we break one of it. And not only that, we do it early, so we can say magid over this piece of matzah that is broken. So we're going to say halachmanya. This bread that we have, this poor man's bread, we have a piece of broken bread, and we are saying it in that regard. So that's question number one. Why do we break it? So we can have lechem oni, and we do it at magid, so we can say halachmanya over that lechem oni, over that broken piece of bread. Question number two is, so if we're going to break it anyway, we don't really need three shlemim, three full matzahs. We only need two matzahs that are shlemim for our lechem mishnah. So why don't we just bring a broken matzah? Oftentimes when we open up our boxes of matzah for Lel HaSeder, the Shmur matzah, we have broken pieces. So sometimes the full ones are at a premium. You search to have enough of the large ones, of the full ones that haven't been broken. So why can't for the middle matzah, we simply take something that's already been broken? And we're going to be breaking it anyway. So the Maharshal says as follows, why do we take the middle one? Vafu l'pruso medit, even though we're going to be breaking it. And also, we don't need it for lechem mishnah, nikol makam lehider mitzvah, because of the hider mitzvah, to do the mitzvah in a beautiful way, we still take one that is shalem and break it. So hider mitzvah, even though if it weren't for the hider mitzvah, we would be able to take a partial matzah. You're going to break it anyway. Nonetheless, hider mitzvah would dictate take that middle matzah should be shalem as well. Also, we have another answer based on the Beis Yosef in the name of the Kolbo. An additional reason, yachatz. Why do we do this yachatz? Why are we breaking the matzah? So we have the children asking, why are we breaking the matzah? Why are you hiding it? Why are you putting it away when we haven't eaten yet? So accordingly, that's another reason we start with a shalom and break it so the children can ask what is going on. So that was question number two. Question number one is, why are we breaking it? And the answer was lechem oni. So we have korman's bread. Question number two is, why don't we just use a broken one? Why do we need a full one? And we brought two answers to that. Answer number one, hider mitzvah. Answer number two, so the children will ask what's going on. And the next question is, so why are we breaking specifically the middle one? Why not the top one? There is a problem of ein ma'avirin ala mitzvahs. When you have a mitzvah right in front of you, don't pass over that mitzvah in order to do something else. An example of this would be when people are passing the challah, lechem mishnah. Let's not talk about Pesach. It would apply to Pesach as well. But talk about a regular Shabbos and you're passing the bread. So somebody, the person said, Hamivara, Hamotzi lechem min haaretz, cuts the bread, and you're passing it around. Take a piece and eat it. Don't pass it first to the next person. Ein ma'avirin ala mitzvahs. Don't pass over this mitzvah to opportunity. So it's the same thing we would say. Why not break the first, the top matzah? Why do we go to the second matzah? That should be a problem of ein ma'avirin ala mitzvah. So the Bach says as follows, that truth be told, ha-mitzvah harishona shulevarach birkas ha-motzi hi harishona. Really, the most important mitzvah that we're going to have is saying ha-motzi, that we do on the first one. When it comes to breaking the matzah that we do on the middle one, that's not such a mitzvah. So the real mitzvah that we have is the one that's coming up. The one that's coming up is when we say ha-motzi, we do that on the top matzah, and we are breaking the middle matzah before that, and that's not such a mitzvah. And accordingly, he says as follows, Nimsa Yivsa al matzah rishona, if we would break the top one in two, so we would not be able to use that for the bracha of Hamotzi Lechem Min Haaretz, we would have to pass over that top one to get to the middle one. And that would be a problem of Ein Ma'avirin Al HaMitzvos, because that is the real mitzvah. When we say a motzi and we can't use the top one, we're not going to use a partial one. So we would go to the second one. And accordingly, we are going to use the second one now. Break the second one. There's not a problem of Ein Ma'avirin Al HaMitzvos passing the top one in order to break the second one, because the breaking of the second one, breaking of the matzah, that is not such a mitzvah, so we don't have Ein Ma'avirin Al HaMitzvos with the first matzah, and save the matzah for the real mitzvah, which is the Hamotzi Lechem Min Haaretz, when we have our Lechem Mishnah. Have a wonderful day.